This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Saturday, March 27. Father Abraham and Brother Jesus. The passage is from Zechariah 8, verse 8. They will be my people, and I will be faithful and righteous to them as their God. They will be my people, and I will be their God. This is covenantal language found throughout the Bible. God spoke words like these to Abraham when he was old and childless, saying that he and his wife Sarah would soon have a son. To Abraham, God promised, "I will be your God and the God of your descendants after you." More often than not, the descendants of Abraham were not faithful in keeping the covenant God had made with them. God sent prophet after prophet to his people, calling them back to obedience, but they did not listen. Finally, God sent his son Jesus into the world, but he was rejected more than any prophet before him. But in the death of Jesus, we see the restoration of the covenant that had been broken by rebellious people. It is not angels he helps, but Abraham's descendants, we read in Hebrews. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed, says Galatians. This means Jesus is not ashamed to call us brothers and sisters. In Jesus, the promise of a city where people old and young can rest and play is fulfilled. In the New Jerusalem, each of us will hear the loud voice that John heard. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness that is greater than all our unfaithfulness. Help us to obey you more fully. Thank you for assuring us that we will live with you forever. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.